Hi, I'm Ed Bajarski. I'm a master gardener, and this is Garden Talk on Juno Afternoon. Hot topic seems to be this week. What do we do with our garlic that we planted last fall? I've had several calls, emails, texts. When do I uncover my garlic? And other plants, too, potentially, that might have been covered with spruce boughs or hemlock boughs for protection for the winter. Spring kinda, maybe, probably is here to stay. Couple boxes I have uncovered because the little sprouts are a couple of inches tall. If they're not yet sprouting, leave them covered with clear plastic so that the soil is warming. And then as they pop up, then you can uncover them. If they're 2 to 3 inches tall, that's okay. And we hope we get some sunshine to warm things up. Once they are big enough and you get them uncovered, then they shouldn't need fertilizing for a month or a little more, depending on how much rain we get. But you might give them a dose of liquid fertilizer, perhaps liquid fish or liquid seaweed is a possibility, say mid-May or so into early June, and then quit fertilizing at that point. Bulbs are sprouting. Crocus are blooming already. Tulips and daffodils and other assorted small bulbs are coming up. Again, those, if you plant them last fall, they too can be, well, they may have been protected. Some of ours were. And uncover them. If you're in an area with deer and tulips, the deer will thank you because it seems like they will come about 15 minutes before the tulips open and nip them off. So that's where you may want to use either some protection, or there are some spray with liquid fish or some of the other deer deterrent sprays possibly, but they can be persistent. Slugs are out there. I'm killing slugs, so get the slug bait in, on, under, bury it, cover it, put it in beer bottles, tuck it under, tuck it underneath big leaves and that sort of thing. Rhubarb is sprouting. So again, if you didn't fertilize it recently, dump on some compost. I dump on my horse manure and look forward to that in maybe a month or a month and a half for the first tasty stuff. And then harvesting. Finish harvesting that stuff that you may have planted last fall. We've just harvested the last of our Brussels sprouts, some overwintering cabbage. Parsnips are still in the ground. All those need to come out because they are starting to sprout new leaves on top. We need to get them out of the ground. And the first, I dug the last of my leeks too. So we're eating those. And then the chives are sprouting. Just clipped off some fresh chives and tossed them into salads that we made this week. If you didn't get your raspberries pruned last fall, pruned out the dead stems that gave fruit, produced fruit last year, prune those out. And they're easy enough to tell apart. If you're kind of wondering, those stems that gave you fruit last year should have little side shoots to the off the main shoot, where the new ones that sprouted last year, which will give us fruit this year, would have just a single stem. And green buds should be starting to poke out from those. And the final, certainly finishing up the final garden cleanup, if you didn't get that done last fall, and working in some compost into the beds. Keep them covered again before we start to seed and plant new stuff. Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Bajarski. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbajarski@hotmail.com. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.